There's a hot product in the makeup aisle of many stores. Sales of mineral makeup have doubled in the last year alone. Companies who make it claim it's natural because it's made from ground-up minerals. Reporter Kelly Wilkinson took her science textbook to a makeup counter to find out more.
To learn more about mineral makeup, I shimmied around makeup companies and dermatologists. Then I went straight to the source. I asked geologist Leslie Gordon with the United States Geological Survey, what's in this stuff?
Dirt. You know, like a geologist might get insulted if you call it dirt, but one man's mineral is another man's dirt.
And another company's pay dirt. We'll get to that in a minute. In the meantime, I'm sitting with Gordon in a conference room at the USGS. They usually deal with heavy-duty science topics like climate change and earthquakes. Today, Gordon explains how some of the most common minerals in mineral makeup, like the colorful iron oxides family, for example, actually become foundations and blushes. She takes a hunk of rock that looks like petrified Play-Doh, picks out some green malachite, and starts crunching it up in a mortar and pestle.
And then these are pure mineral pigments.
When she's done, it looks like loose green eyeshadow. But not all mineral makeup is just minerals. The term isn't regulated, so mineral makeup can include other ingredients. It depends on the brand.
There isn't any truth in advertising rule that the FDA requires.
Dr. Carolyn Jacob is director of Chicago Cosmetic Surgery and Dermatology. She says since the FDA doesn't require companies to back up their marketing claims with hard science, makeup choice simply comes down to personal preference. But what about, in her professional opinion, that claim that you can sleep in some of this makeup?
I don't understand why anyone would want to sleep in makeup. That's just the strangest concept. It astounds me when I talk to people who don't wash their face at night. That's kind of me like not brushing your teeth.
Bare Essentials is the modern-day pioneer of mineral makeup. The ingredient list for their powdered makeup does show only mineral ingredients, and that's striking a chord with women. Last year, their sales were up by almost a third to $150 million. At a softly lit makeup counter in a posh San Francisco mall, Bare Essentials lead makeup artist Christina Choi buffs mineral foundation onto my face.
So you basically put a small amount of the minerals in there, tap off the excess, and then you start buffing onto the skin.
As she stands amid hundreds of small pots of powdered foundation and glittery eyeshadows, she says the frenzy of companies now offering mineral makeup is kind of flattering.
We've been doing mineral makeup for 30 years now, so it's not a fad for us. You know, with other cosmetic lines, we take it as a compliment in a way because they're kind of catching on to what we're doing so well at.
Now, everyone from fancy department store brands to drugstore staples like Maybelline and Revlon offer some version of mineral makeup. Back at the USGS, geologist Leslie Gordon thumbs through a glut of glossy advertising that makes minerals sound downright sexy. But as is often the case in cosmetics and fashion, Gordon says there's nothing really new here.
We're taking something that's been used for centuries or millennia, in fact, and marketing it as if it's brand new.
After all, mineral makeup worked for the original smoky-eyed diva, Cleopatra. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson in San Francisco.